So in this third chapter, Bhagavan is telling us that we all need to act, but there is a difference between karma and karma yoga, actions which are selfish and actions dedicated to the Lord. And we are all examples. Every one of us is an example. Somebody may be a leader of a nation, a leader of a community, or even in our family, the older sibling is an example to the younger sibling, the parent to the child. Just as the parent does, so the child will do. And so Bhagavan tells us there are two kinds of people. One who work with ego, I am the doer. Ahankar vimud atma karta ham iti manyate. I am the doer, I do this, I do that. They keep talking I and mine. And with that they get attached, they get bound, because then they depend on things and beings for their happiness. While a wise person, guna guneshu vartante iti matva na sajjate. He knows that the gunas are working, the my sattva rajas tamas is interacting with the sattva rajas and tamas of the world, but I am the self, the consciousness. And knowing that, he does not get attached. But you and I say we are not at that level yet of the wise person. So what should I do? I still have some desires, I still have some vasana. So they say keep on dedicating your duties to the Lord. Work with that goal and slowly your mind will get purified and get turned towards the self. Now this topic that we just covered is so important that Bhagavan re-emphasizes in the next three verses to hammer the point. And people say, well, we already heard it. Why is he repeating? Because when certain points are very important, number one. Number two, right here we may understand, but soon as we cross the door of the Chinmaya mission, then our mind immediately gets caught in the world. So repeated reminders are required. Neeru and I, we have been listening to Swamiji since 1990. You are that. 28 years. But I don't know if still we have understood or not. But repeated listening makes the understanding clear. So today's knowledge, today's verses are further emphasis on that. So chapter 3, verse number 29. Prakritir guna sammudaha. Sajjante guna karmasu.
Sajjante guna karmasu.
Tan akritsna vido mandan. Krishna vinna vichalayet. So, prakritir guna sammudaha. Sammudaha, as we said, people who are completely deluded by the gunas of prakriti. And we'll talk about what are the gunas of prakriti. Sajjante guna karmasu. Sajjante, they get attached in the activities of the gunas. So, what are the gunas of prakriti? Sattva, purity, rajas, action, passion, and tamas, laziness. So, it's more applies to rajasic and tamasic people. They get so caught up in their rajasic activities. I must get this, I must get that. Or the tamasic person just sitting in laziness. Sajjante, they get so attached that they become deluded. Then they forget what is my goal in life. Even sattvic people can get bound if they get too attached. But that is, we can discuss some other time. So, prakriti, so those who are deluded by the gunas of prakriti, tan akritsnavida. Akritsnavida. Kritsnavida means one who knows the truth, knows the essence. Akritsnavida means one who does not know the truth. Mandan. Mandan here, Bhagavan says, dull-witted. Now, why is he calling them dull-witted? Because no matter how much you may have achieved, maybe you have done a PhD in economics, or you are CEO of a big company, or you know, you have climbed Mount Everest, but no matter what you have acquired in the world, no matter how much knowledge, unless you have got the spiritual knowledge, you are a manda, you are a dull-witted. Because ultimately the only knowledge worth acquiring in this world is spiritual knowledge. Everything else is helpful to earn a living, but that does not serve my ultimate goal in life. So such dull-witted people who do not know the truth, Krishna vit na vichalayet. So Krishna vit. So those who know the truth, na vichalayet, should not delude. So as we said, there are two kinds of people: wise, who give up ego and doership and work, and the ignorant, who say, I am the doer, I do so much, I am so great, I. And how should this person teach this other person? By being an example, not by lecturing, not by giving talks, but by himself or herself being an example. There's a very beautiful instance in Mahatma Gandhiji's life. He used to maintain silence every Monday, and on Monday he would not speak. And in fact, he would not even go for a walk. Either he would stay in silence and do his work, or he would contemplate. And if it was very, very important, he would communicate by writing, but only if it was absolutely essential. Some of us who maintain silence write hundreds of notes, you know, this to this, and no, not like that. Then the purpose of silence is defeated. So one day, he was on a Monday maintaining silence, and this person comes and says, Gandhiji, there is a very important message. Tomorrow, it has to be published in this souvenir for this big program, and they need your message today itself. Please tell us. So Gandhiji writes on the page, my life is my message. I don't need to do anything. See my life. So that is what they say, that to be an example, even to our children, we should not lecture them or force them, but be a good example and teach them to go in the right direction. I thought this, we should spend a little time talking about how do people get bound? Why do we get bound? So he says that in life, guna guneshu vartante. Gunas are act. The moment my senses come in contact with a sense object, I develop either attraction or aversion. I like it or I dislike it. I love it or I hate it. And if I am focused on that, then that is how my life is. I like it, I hate it, I dislike, I want, I don't want. But a wise person remains neutral. Whether sense organs are acting with the sense, he cannot walk around, you know, like see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. No. A wise person cannot do that. He or she has to see, has to interact with people, but remains as the self, the consciousness. If I identify with the prakriti that I am this body, mind and intellect, and I am the perceiver, feeler and thinker, then I will be caught in the world of objects, emotions and thoughts. And then I will get likes. I like this object, I don't like this object. I like this person, I don't like this person. But if I say I am the self, the consciousness, the om, then I can remain neutral. Yes, there will be things that are not conducive and there will be things that are conducive. But I deal with the situations as they come. Do not get attached. Remain neutral. Yes, situations are there, but I am not part of them. If we own up to prakriti that I am prakriti, I am the doer, then I get into trouble. But if I say I am unattached, that's how the wise person functions in the world. That's what the Upanishads tell us, that you are the Atma, you are the Self, Tattvamasi, you are that. But at this moment, you are playing a role. You are the role of a man or a woman, white or black, short or tall, play the role, but you are not that.